Let me have it. I want it.
Being let out by Captain Prince. There is a person. There is Lee.
He's been shot. He's been shot. Lee Oswald has been shot. There's a man with a gun. Absolute panic. Absolute panic here in the basement of Dallas Police Headquarters. Detectives have their guns drawn. There is no question about it. Oswald has been shot at point blank range, fired into his stomach.
He is shot. Oswald.
It is Oswald. You're the man that shot the man, or do you know?
That is the man that shot the man.
Introducing the AirNet X.
Seven years ago today, Lee Harvey Oswald was shot in the police basement at the Dallas jail, Dallas Sheriff Jail. And they weren't that bad because, after all, they caught Jack Ruby right away. It was Sunday, November 22nd, which was the 57th anniversary of the JFK shooting. And of course, today is the 57th anniversary of Oswald's shooting. So I played those clips at the top of the show to kind of tell you that I remember, and I know you do too. Well, Welcome to Midpoint Talk on WMNF 88.5. This is your hero, Mark Biro, with you all the way up until 1 o'clock, giving you 1 hour to join this program. We already have several callers on, so let me give you the number, 813-239-9663. You're listening to WMNF 88.5. If you want to email me, I usually look at all the emails while I'm working here, but I answer all of them at the end of the show. You can email me at dj@wmnf.org. This is Midpoint Talk, and there's only a couple of items on my list, notes. The transition has officially started, despite the fact that this president will fail to concede. I say will fail to concede. I personally don't see him conceding, but who cares? The American people have spoken. He is the biggest loser, Trump, with more votes as a loser than anyone else in this nation's elective history. 70-plus million. What else is on tap? You know, with Thanksgiving Day coming up, I wonder what's on your mind. I know it's COVID is out there. I know you're trying to keep your families slim. Some of them, because of the election, have already been made slim over previous Thanksgivings. But, you know, I always think of the CBS News documentary at this time of the year, Harvest of Shame. And I recommend it wholeheartedly to you young whippersnappers out there that have never heard of Edward R. Murrow and never heard of some of his great works, and that is one of his greatest. Harvest of Shame, at that time, the relatively new medium of television. And it still rings true, everything he said in that broadcast about, you know, the people that harvest our food supply, in the way that Edward R. Murrow put it, for the greatest fed nation on earth. And it's just something for you to reflect on, not to get you depressed. I'm going to open up the lines and let you join the conversations. Let's get Mike in here. Mike in Tampa. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mark. How you doing?
Real good.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little bit about the Kennedy assassination. I think the reason Kennedy was killed was because he wanted to get rid of the CIA and the Federal Reserve.
Well, there were talks about him tearing up the CIA, yes, and breaking it into little pieces.
Yeah, and he wanted to take the printing of the money supply away from the Federal Reserve and put it back in the hands of Congress.
Yeah.
So I think that had something to do with it. I think also if Trump had been reelected, the international capitalists couldn't have stood for him getting rid of NAFTA and the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So losing the election may have saved his life.
Okay, Mike.
Yeah, I think that could be said, honestly.
Well, you definitely said it, Mike.
Okay.
Happy Thanksgiving, sir.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
There you go. And by the way, don't vote for a third turkey. All right. Let's talk to, let's go to Paulie in St. Pete. Hello, Paulie.
Hey, buddy. I owe you an apology, man.
That's all right. We straightened it out.
But still, I apologize. You
that's
know,
okay.
I just wanted to let you know how much I miss you in the ring, dude.
Yeah. I miss me in the ring, too.
You know what, man? Thanks a lot. You make my week. You got a hell of a sense of humor, and I really appreciate you.
That's because I'm a sick guy.
You're still... you're still invited over for Danny and Earl Spence, man, whenever you're ready.
I appreciate it, Paulie. Thank you so much.
All right, brother. Take care of yourself. And once again, I apologize.
No, that's all right. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, man. All the best to you, brother.
All right, brother. Thank you. You know, Paulie is apologizing. Last week, he let a curse word out. We had to cut him off. He knew it right away. And no need to apologize. We know you feel sorry. Let's just not have it happen again. I want to be on the air for a long time, if I can help it. Here is Jim in St. Pete. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Mark.
Was that a kiss?
No.
You're smacking your lips on the air?
I'm eating potato chips.
Oh, it's good. You can't eat just one, you know.
I know. That's the problem. I wanted to say that, as I had hoped it wouldn't happen, Biden has said, let's just forgive and forget. And I think that we should evaluate this situation a little more closely. I just don't think that we should allow them to escape completely. You know, I mean, Trump probably won't escape completely eventually.
No, he won't.
The idea is to oppose and to possibly crush fascism so it doesn't come back again and again and again. But they just, it's like they're inviting them to come back again. You know, we need to do something about it. This was a...
Well, I don't think that Biden can ask for people to come together and at the same time appear, and let me say that, appear to go after his political enemies.
Yeah.
So he has to be very careful. However, I don't think that any of the gears of justice will stop turning. I hope not, because I don't have any illusions that Trump will serve any time in jail. But I definitely would want to see at least establish, as a matter of fact, you know, all the crimes he has committed.
But him and, you know, and then there are people like Stephen Miller who...
Oh, that guy's a Nazi.
I know, but he may or may not have actually committed a crime. This is why I propose, again, once more, I propose some extra constitutional thing.
Well, I think they'll get Stephen Miller when they examine all of the corruption behind the separation of families.
Well, yeah, that I would hope so.
I just can't imagine anybody who's going to give thanks to their Lord on Thanksgiving Day, how they could have ever voted for a person like Trump and that administration with regards to just the immigration thing. I'm not even talking about paying off porn stars and abusing women. That's bad enough. But that, I can't find any redemption at all in any of that.
Like one of many crimes against humanity.
Yes, I agree.
You know, what do you do about that? Send them to the world court somehow? You know, we need to do something about it, that we can't just, I know that there's that tendency to just say, can't we all get along? You know, and forget, forgive, and move on, and all that.
Well, I don't think our president, Trump, is going to be given any credit for not conceding this election in the appropriate, manly way.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he lacks a lot in character, but this is just another aspect of his lack of character.
Well,
and by the way, that includes the people who backed him and who financially bet that he would win, and I still haven't heard from him.
No, I think he should go to a jail cell with a little window that looks out over a golf course.
Yeah, boy, isn't that something? He's been playing a lot of golf. Do you remember, by the way, the blasphemous way he characterized President Obama when he went golfing?
It's just incredible.
It's just incredible. And man, all of these guys that love Trump were jumping up and down and echoing that BS. You think it really matters?
They still are. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And they're seeking out sources of paranoid fantasies on, you know, on the internet.
I agree, Jim. And for God's sakes, Jim, happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Thanksgiving. Thanks to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. And to you and your family. You're listening to Midpoint Talk on WMNF 88.5. And here is the number, 813-239-9663. Wow, I thought Rob got all the ladies on his show. Here is Mary in Tampa. Hello, Mary.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, Mark.
Always, thank you.
So, I am a therapist, and I do mental health counseling, and I've worked with children for many years. And I believe that if a child or an adult misbehaves, there should be consequences for their actions. Otherwise, they believe they're going to get away with it. And other people who watch them misbehave may believe, I could get away with that too. So, I'm not a vengeful or punitive person, but I do think that appropriate actions, appropriate to the level of the misconduct of this president, he should be held accountable.
I agree with you, Mary. I wish I could agree more. It's not vindictive or anything else, but it's a matter of people, you know, learning from their behavior.
Well, will people learn that if he gets away with this, will they learn I could do that too?
Well, I'm not sure. It certainly doesn't send any other kind of message. But I have to say, as I've said consistently on this show, most of the people who support him, they don't care about anything.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
But children and impressionable people are watching. People,
yes, I agree. I agree.
The other way.
I'm with you, Mary. Yes, I agree. Listen, I want to thank you. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you. And on we go. Let's talk to Carlos, the Mambo dancer in Tampa.
There you go. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Carlos.
How you doing, sir? Yeah, let's not mix, facts with fiction. The system is made by the rich.
For the rich.
Yeah, and I have not, like Trump, and I have not experienced the risk. They don't go to jail. That's fact of life, Mark.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, what we're going to, the number one, who's going to pay for the trial? Is it taxpayer money? We'll be talking about millions of dollars, many hours, months, maybe years, and then at the end, it's going to be inconclusive, just like before. And we're going to give more publicity to Trump. That's all, more publicity. And Trump, he loves free publicity. And that's all. At the end of the day, the rich and the powerful, most of them, not 100%, but most of them, 99.99, they don't go to jail. The guy didn't even release his the taxes.
They literally get away with murder.
There you go. You get it. Because that's them. The system is for them. That's them who made the laws. When you see the senators and the Congress voting for something, that's not them who make it. That's the multinational companies that they make those laws and the contribution, and that's how they influence the decision, and that's why they have to do it.
And we vote for them.
I'm sorry?
And we vote for them.
There you go, yeah, because we complain my vote was not counted. Your vote was never counted, will never be counted under this system.
Well, Carlo, have a good Thanksgiving, sir, and happy Mambo dancing.
Same to you, sir. I'm waiting for the Mambo dancing bell.
There you go, sir. Yes, sir. We'll have a bill for that. Here is Simon in Lakeland. Hello, Simon.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
Real good.
You cashed my check.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. WMNF cashed it on Friday the 20th.
Did you write it to WMNF?
No, I wrote it to Mark Bureau, so I didn't see on the back of the check pay to the order of.
Okay.
It was deposited to the Nathan Stumblefield Foundation, October 20th.
I believe you.
No, I have it on my phone. So.
Okay. I never got it.
Yeah, they cashed it and put it in their own account.
That was a $100 check, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So you still have to send me
$200. Since it wasn't a pay to the order, I'll consider that a donation.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, it's just amazing to me the ignorance of these listeners.
Which ones?
Well, because you talk about Stephen Miller being a Nazi. He's Jewish. Okay, and if you want to talk
You mean you can be Jewish and not a Nazi?
I don't know. I've been called a capo, so maybe. I don't know. I doubt it. I've been called a fascist also. The FDR, people should look up the M Project. They should also look up the white paper. So FDR was an anti-Semite, didn't let any Jews into this country. President Obama was considered a war criminal by Cornel West because he wouldn't vote for him in 2012. And, you know, it seems as though we get this information, this information from the radio about the strongman, Cadillos, the strongman, the Cadillos. That's the word of the week. But in the whole thing, I'll read you a little thing here by Francis Fukuyama. It's a litany of esteemed universities that he's affiliated with, Yale, Harvard, and Cornell. This is his New York Times review on Ruth Ben-Gayet. Unfortunately, Ben-Gayet provides no conceptual framework for distinguishing between different types of strongmen and gives us very little insight into Donald Trump beyond what is already widely known.
Simon, you're referring to Rob's program on this, right?
Yeah, you know, her book...
Why don't you call Rob and ask him?
Because Rob hangs up on me, and I don't play the game with Rob.
I don't know why you say that.
Well, because it's information to the listeners. And if it's going to be information to the listeners, I'm a listener. That book is number one.
But make the call to the show on which the point is made.
Well, the point is made. The listeners call.
I'm going to have Rob come on now and answer you. Go ahead and finish your statement. Go ahead.
Her book, first of all, she's not a tenured professor. Her book is number one on the Amazon gender list.
Okay.
She was a CNN opinion writer, and these are some of the topics and articles she wrote about. Women should have to register for the draft. The sexual harassment we don't talk about. RBG understands strength in numbers. And I'll say one other thing. She never included Juan Perón. Eva Perón, Don't Cry for Me, Argentina, never included the strong man.
And she wasn't talking about Argentina Roca either.
No.
Okay, Rob, you want to answer?
Well, I don't know why you would. Yeah, I mean, I would say, Simon, call my show. Ruth Ben-Gayet was on last week. She's one of the top historians on fascism. She's an expert on Mussolini and Italian fascism. And if you want to call up and complain about my show, don't do it on Mark's show. That's what I would say.
And I sent you an email. You wouldn't take any.
Mark is doing a different topic today. If you want to call during my show, I would just say, man up, Simon. I don't think you're man enough to call my show.
Email, you wouldn't take calls.
Simon, you're not man enough to call my show. I did a show about this last week. If you're man enough, call my show. I don't think you are. I don't think you're strong enough to do that.
Up on people and
Simon, I don't think you're strong enough because you're calling Mark's show to try to derail Mark's show. Mark has a different topic today. He's not talking about Ruth Ben-Gayet and her book Strongmen.
I'm not even talking about The Fugitive, which was derailed. The train was derailed.
Anyway, so Simon, I would just say call my show. Don't interrupt Mark's show with your complaint about my show. If you have a complaint about my show, speak with me directly or else don't call.
How about Culp? Let's talk about Culp.
Robert Culp?
Well, Culp was the topic on the last show, Simon. You're complaining about the last hour. We were talking about the QAnon cult. Mark is not talking about the QAnon cult.
And Simon, I'll just end with this. I'll end with this. Just say yes.
Last thing. Let me leave you with this. The very famous Howard Cosell. He's a legend in his own mind.
Okay. Don't forget to send me the other 200.
Oh, yeah, when it's certified. You got your 100. Ask WMNF, really.
Okay. I believe it.
Happy Thanksgiving, Mark.
Take Same care. To you. All right. We got that out of the way. Let's talk to Richard, who tags in from Tampa.
This is the Missouri Mauler calling.
Rocky Hamilton.
We're looking for Chuck. Have you found him yet?
No, we're not. I haven't found him, and no one here at the station has heard from him.
Well, I heard from my good friend Terry Funk, who's hired me before to take care of Dusty Rhodes. He said you needed a bounty hunter to take care of some guy named Chuck.
Well, I will accept it. You know, I'm waiting for him to have his turkey and come to his senses.
Okay, gobble, gobble. Mark.
Gobble, gobble, Richard. Thank you, sir.
Come to a census so where you don't have to employ us as the bounty hunters to go collect for you.
All right, Richard, I appreciate it. Tag out.
Tag me out, Mark.
We're tagged. There you go. Let's go. You're listening to Midpoint Talk on WMNF 88.5. Here is Daryl in Tampa. Hello, Daryl.
Hello, Mark. Now, let me just say this. In this holiday season, let's not be so adversarial. Simon, I heard you, and I have nothing but love and admiration for you, and I know that you're a busy dentist. I just wonder how you can tear yourself away from your patients to call Mark to do whatever. But I just would like to just say this, Mark. Happy Thanksgiving and Merry Christmas, and let's all just hold hands and sing a song that I know all of us will be touched in our hearts. Danny, you too. You can join in too. Here we go.
We can go to Whoville.
Yeah. Joy to the world. The Trumps are gone. Let America receive the Bidens. See, aren't you just full of joy and just happy right now? I know I am.
I know I am too, Daryl. I appreciate it, brother. Thank you very much. It was a little off-key, though, I got to tell you. Here is David in Clearwater.
Hey.
Hey, David. I didn't get you up, did I?
Nah, you didn't get me up. I had to go in and get the stitches out of another melanoma taken off.
Oh, wow.
I grow them like my girlfriend grows tomatoes, and she grows a lot of those.
Wow.
Anyway.
Does she listen to Sustainable Living? Here at MNF on Mondays, alternative Mondays.
Oh, well, no, I'm calling you because I turned on the radio and I heard somebody getting really chewed out. I just wanted to call. I don't know what the subject is today, Mark, but it's coming up on Thanksgiving. And I just want to tell you something I'm thankful for.
What's that?
I'm thankful that I'm an American and I had the ability to wait 4 years to be able to say that again. And that we'll get through this QAnon idiocy sometime, perhaps when the electricity goes off the internet for more than 5 minutes.
It sounds like it's going off in your house. Your phone keeps going up and down. I appreciate it, David. Thank you. Here is the number, 813-239-9663. Here is Jose in Tarpon Springs. Jose, can you see?
Yeah, like I haven't heard that one before.
Oh, I thought it was original.
Well, anyway, listen, I forgot what the topic was even about after the last three or four phone calls.
Yeah, me too.
It's been entertaining. I was just tickled about the...
And they say we'll have some fun if it stops raining.
the Biden news that I've gotten in the last couple of days, it's been downright ticklish. I mean, his announcements for his cabinet picks have been amazing. And the part that gets me is that they're, and this is refreshing, they're all qualified for their jobs. It's radical. I mean, in the last 4 years, the only thing that got you qualified for the job was you had to say something nice or send a pretty letter or something like that.
Or hate the position.
Pretty much. I mean, this is just really refreshing to watch. And I for anybody out there who really hates the idea that that Trump lost, too bad. We now have professionals who are going to be taking over these jobs, and I appreciate that very much. Listen, have a happy Thanksgiving and behave yourself.
You too, Jose. I don't know about the second part, but thank you.
All right.
Hasta la vista. You know, what really gets me is all these, we didn't have that many, so we know who you are, Chuck and Jeff and Newport Richie. You know, I'm really sad that people can't man up and pay your bills. It's sad. I guess you're waiting for a stimulus package that you are against to pay me. I had my money. Here is the number. You're listening to Midpoint Talk on WMNF 88.5, 813-239-9663. Let's hop up and take George in Sarasota. George, tell me about the rabbits.
I can't say that I know anything about rabbits. What, are there particular ones you want to hear about or what?
I heard that George always knew about the rabbits. See the movie of Mice and Men.
Okay, I haven't seen that one. But I certainly have heard of the title, so maybe that's okay. That's,
well, you've seen the cartoons with Warner Brothers. Do you remember the two dogs? And there's one dog. Hey, George, tell me about the rabbits, George.
Sure. Yeah, I love that stuff.
Yeah, they made fun of the movie.
I've got two brothers, and we alternate as they. Yogi and Boo Boo, hey Boo Boo. Yeah, we got in Kriegstra. I love Kriegstra. I'll do the spinning around here, Baba Louie. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, George.
Hey, so I got a question for you. Now, are you trying to have a happy, kind of relaxed day, or is this talking about serious?
Well, whatever comes to mind.
Well, I wanted to ask your opinion. I mean, I've got one, but to me, what is your sense of kind of where we are? I mean, and I guess the main question I've got is, I mean, people kind of look at Biden, they look at Biden coming in, and I'm really happy that he's going to be in there. And I guess my question is, he's, and I kind of put him in the category of, you know, people may not like the sound of this, but the kind of the kumbaya Democrat, where like we can get along, these people will be reasonable, and what is your assessment of what's actually going to go down here? Do you think that, and the extreme, you know, the extreme options are, number one is like, yeah, Biden's able to kind of find reasonable people, and the reasonable people reemerge and kind of are actually want to do stuff for the benefit of the country, or the other extreme is it's going to be basically slash and burn. Do anything you can to completely delegitimize the Democratic presidency and for the sake of just receiving power. Where do you think we are here? What do you think is going to happen here?
I think we're going to be somewhere in the middle, and Biden has the ability to talk to the other side and reason, and they with him. So we're going to get some of the stuff that we want to see done on climate change. He already appointed John Kerry for a cabinet position, which will feature that. I think that's a good thing. And
I didn't hear that. So was it like a new cabinet post?
Yeah, it's like a new cabinet post, yeah.
Oh, cool. Excellent.
So anyway, you're going to see a lot of ideas, and you're going to see implementation of those ideas by executive order. And a lot of the stuff that Trump did that even his supporters can't recite as being good for the country, those will be rescinded. So I think that's a good idea. That's my assessment, George. Here is Valerie in St. Pete. Hello, Valerie.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Off topic, maybe, but the term man up is offensive.
To you?
To me.
How about if you're talking to a man, a supposed man?
Well, what does that mean exactly? That only men have guts or strength, stamina, determination? It's just offensive. And you're.
I understand your point. I understand your point. And I'm speaking to two people that are real machos, and therefore I tailored my comments to them. It's not meant in any way, nor do if I offended you or any ladies out there, I sincerely apologize to you.
Just reconsider.
Okay, I reconsidered.
I'm not offended. I will listen to you over and over again. I listen to you every week, all right? But just give it a thought.
Okay. I did.
Thanks.
Thank you. I think the apology was sincere and accepted. Here is Kevin in Bradenton.
Hello, Mark. Hey, first of all, I just would like to say happy Thanksgiving to all of the people at WMNF. I love this station. And you especially, Mark, okay? Happy Thanksgiving, brother.
Thank you.
You know, I got to say one thing about Chuck and
Jeff.
The people that are the ones that can't pay, okay? I've been gambling since the 60s, okay? And
I'm shocked. Shocked.
I know.
That you're gambling.
I learned at a young age playing the horses, you know. But one thing I learned a long time ago that kept me from the poorhouse that I was told would happen, you know, when I started gambling, and this is what it is, and I hope Chuck and Jeff, and I think Simon might even be listening, but he wouldn't apply to this category.
No, he wouldn't.
Okay, the first rule of gambling is you only bet with money that you can afford to lose. So if these guys didn't have the money if they couldn't afford to lose the money that they bet, then it leads me to think, how come they're Republicans who support the hard work ethic, which supposedly would pay you so much money that you'd be able to afford this? I would like to know. I would, even if they never pay, call up and explain to us why you can't pay. Is it because you don't make enough money?
They practice, you know, some of their mentors, meaning Trump, his tactics, and that is stiff contractors, which is strange because one of them works for a construction contractor, and number two, stiff everybody on their bills.
It's poetic justice, I guess.
Yeah, you know, it is.
They're showing us the light. And, you know, maybe I really hope that I've said this to Rob on his show. I've emailed this. Gambling is not the horrifying thing that people make it out to be. There are people that bet the lottery every week of their life, and they don't hit it, and they go to bed every night. They have a good life, okay? That's not the kind of gambling people usually worry about. It's like, oh, my God, I'm going to lose the house or whatever, right?
Well, let me just tell you, Kevin, I've seen both sides. I've seen the people that have lost their houses, they're addictive, and it's real. You know, this is maybe putting a funny side to that, but I remember this guy that I knew, he went to Gamblers Anonymous, and one day I went with him to accompany him, and he was going to the phone every 10 minutes, and I told him, what are you doing? He was laying a bet with his bookie.
Wow. Okay.
And I said, man, you belong here in this seat and not on that damn phone.
That's funny, man. Hey, I'm sorry that I'm not trying to encourage anybody to get in.
Oh, I know. I know you're not.
But I just want to say this. There are people that also can't handle drinking. They become alcoholics.
Exactly.
And that's what I want to bring up. Okay. So everybody, gambling isn't the heinous thing. And it should be allowed because they're missing out on the income stream. It's billions of dollars.
Well, the state already recognizes that with the lottery.
Yeah, but they're not making enough. Look at our schools. Look at these other states.
Well, they're not putting any of the money in those schools, which is why it was created. It was created for that.
But they should look at the other states that are bringing in billions
of
dollars. They that, really need to look.
You're asking a lot of Florida politicians.
You're right. Okay. I remember that they run it more like Alabama.
We're yeah, there you go.
Goody two-shoes down here.
All right, Kevin. Thank you, sir. Love appreciate you, sir. The call. Thank Happy Thanksgiving. And here is another Sarasota caller, Frank. Hello, Frank.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Yeah, most of that money from the lottery goes into the general fund.
Yeah.
So, anyhow, I was just going to point out, you know, to Simon that even though Stephen Miller is Jewish and, you know, you don't have to, doesn't make you honest or anything like that. There are plenty of Jews in prison. You know, Bernie Madoff comes to mind, you know, Jared Kushner's dad, whatever his name is. And Stephen Miller has been blasted by his rabbi in California where he grew up for being, you know, cruel, the cruel and unusual punishment that he dished out to those children.
Yeah.
So there you are. That's all I had to say. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, sir. The same to you and your family.
Okay.
Thank you, Frankie. All right. Let's go to, by the way, you're listening to Midpoint Talk on WMNF 88.5, 813-239-9663. Here is Steve in Tampa. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Mark. I would just like to say that as long as we continue to rely on the neo-socialists, there will be no particular real changes in this country. So I predict that there will be very little change with 4 years of Biden, just as there was very little during the 8 years of Obama. And the best he could do was the Affordable Care Act, which was a joke. I mean, everybody wants universal health care. But, you know, instead we get tired old Obamacare, and Biden has already told us he's just going to bring back tired old Obamacare. So I'm glad you all are happy, but as a socialist myself, I expect nothing from the Biden administration. And for the next 4 years, I'm just going to relax and listen to music and get high.
Well, that sounds productive, Steve.
There you go.
I appreciate it.
Later.
Thank you. There he is, the always positive Steve. Here is Peter in Seminole.
Hey, Mark. Good show as always.
Yeah.
And I heard the nice lady say, you know, be careful when you use the word woman up. So, I mean, sorry, man up. So I looked up woman up, and you know what it says, Mark?
What?
It says C-man.
C-man up, all right.
Man up, yeah. So I don't know. Well, I'm going to be careful myself, too. You have a great holiday season, Mark.
Thank you, Peter. I appreciate it. And happy Thanksgiving to you. Here is Peter in Tampa. Hello, Peter.
Hey.
Nice. I was going to deny you three times.
Say again?
Nothing. Go ahead.
Well, everybody's focused on Georgia for their Senate races, but I want to turn Floridians' eyes to 2022 when I believe Rubio is coming up.
Yes, he is.
We need to find a solid Democratic candidate that can run against him. And my guy would be Dan Gelber out of Miami Beach. He had
yes.
run for governor a number of years ago. And that
yes, I remember.
Good plans, Dan. And I'd like to support and put out Dan Gelber's name as somebody we need to start looking at for our next senator.
All right. Well, we got 2 years to look at him, and I appreciate the call, Peter, and the suggestion. By the way, I saw Mr. Gelbert here in Tampa speak to the Democrats locally. Let's go to Newport Richey and talk to my pal, Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hey. Hi, Mark. Yeah, first, I couldn't agree more with the previous caller about
Rubio.
The Democrats really need to get somebody in the spotlight. So, because, man, last thing we want is Rubio or DeSantis, you know, running, especially DeSantis in, 24.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, the other thing I just wanted to say real quick is somebody hit my hot button with the Obamacare. And if it wasn't for Obamacare, I just had cancer cut off my head. And if it wasn't for Obamacare, I'd still be living with it.
I know what you mean.
It needs improvement, no doubt. The whole insurance system needs improvement. But, you know, it's better than nothing. At least it was affordable for me to do this and not end up God forbid, just having to leave it there.
I understand, Michelle, and to the millions that benefited and millions more that would have been cut off because of Trump, you know, I think that's concern enough.
No doubt. I know that
we can always make it better, but once it's gone, it's tough to bring back.
Yeah. Yeah, so we definitely needs tweaking, but
some people are only content with pie in the sky. That's all.
Well, I got a little slices.
Yeah. All right.
I'm happy with my little slices. You know, yeah, it could have been better, sure, but yay. I've got my cancer out, and I'm a happy woman right now.
I hope it's pumpkin.
Or pecan pie.
Pecan is very good, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
And good luck to you. My best to you. You're listening to Midpoint Talk on WMNF 88.5, 813-239-9663. You can write me at dj@wmnf.org. Let's go back to the phones, back to the fun, and we'll talk to Richard in Pinellas. Hello, Richard.
Hey, there's a little static there, so I guess it's me, right?
Yes.
Okay. regarding Simon's comment about, what was it, that the Jewish...
can't be a Nazi or whatever.
Right, okay. Well, I was shocked when Simon called, I think it was back in November, he called True Talk. Now, Samar had someone from Israel, a Jewish scholar or writer or whatever.
Yes.
Simon calls in. The first thing out of his mouth was, I want to speak to the little Jew boy. Well, the guest was so angry, he says, I'm not talking to that man. And Samar chastised Simon, as she should have, and she hung up on him. Now, at that point, I didn't know that Simon was Jewish. When I learned of it, I thought, what the heck was he doing calling and insulting that guy with, I want to talk to the little Jew boy?
Yeah. So. Well, my tendency when I hear that is just dismissive to the point where I hate even talking about it here.
Right. So I just wanted to bring that.
All right. I'm glad you did. I appreciate it very much. Happy Thanksgiving. Here is Mary in Dunedin.
Hi, darling. Thanks for having me on, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
And I was calling about all the negative Nellies, and then chick came on with cancer. I'm a cancer chick, too, and so I get it. And so I mostly wanted to say, got a feeling 21 is going to be a good year. I heard it from the Who, so I know it's true.
Wow, that sounds good, Mary.
Okay.
You have a very happy Thanksgiving, you and your family.
I am already, Benny.
Well, thank you, Mary. Appreciate it. Very nice to hear from you. Here is one of my favorite guys, Mark, in Marion County. That's Ocala for you people. Hello, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you, brother?
Real good, sir.
Mark, you had a caller earlier talking about President-elect Biden and his possibility of letting Donald Trump off the hook. And actually, I'm not criticizing that caller. I'm just saying that if I remember, if he's talking about the same question when it was asked to Biden, it was kind of a situation. It was a moment when they were on the street, or it wasn't in a set.
It wasn't a setting. Right, right.
Right. And so I guess I would say, I didn't get that impression, and I think one thing, and I'm not speaking for Joe Biden, but I think one thing he's trying to...
Do you play him on TV?
No, but Jim Carrey does a pretty good job.
Yes, he does. He does.
Yeah. But I am right along with Jim Carrey politically in many regards, but I would just say that Biden is trying to reestablish integrity within all aspects of our federal government, and for him, had he jumped on that question and been as aggressive as we've witnessed this Donald Trump try to be, even though he doesn't fool me, I think it would show a level of vindictiveness and pettiness and weakness. That's not strength. And what he answered the question was he's going to let the federal agencies that would be involved with any types of charges do their job and not micromanage. And to me, having served my country as a Marine, a successful Marine, leadership is by example and by trusting and by developing trust and caring. And that's the only way out of this. We need to reestablish trust in our federal agencies, which I've never lost, but it got dangerously close. And I think this election, if it doesn't make the one gentleman who called, no one disagrees with the pie in the sky goals, but it's how we get there. Everybody wants things quickly, but remember the Watergate burglary was renamed Watergate because it was actually the Democratic headquarters. And John F. Kennedy was killed by people that ran this country for the next 15 or 20 years. So those people play hardball. When they commit burglaries, they overthrow governments, and they shoot American presidents, you're up against the law. And my guard is temporarily down, Mark, a little bit because they've acquiesced on the transition, but I still have a trepidation with these people. They are dangerous, and for the doctor in Lakeland, the dentist, I'd say there's at least 8,000 Proud Boys marched in Washington, D.C. Proud Boys, not the Oath Keepers. And so right. They're dangerous, and they are anti-Israel, and I'm not. I defend the right of Israel and had friends killed defending Israel in Beirut. So
you know,
I don't lump people all together, Mark.
You know, you mentioned the Watergate burglary, and what I remember about that, among many things, were the Cubans that were in court, and the judge asked them, what was their occupation? And the four of them said, anti-communists. And we thought that was hilarious. But that's a mindset.
That's a good job if you can get it. I think that helped in the last election. I actually met one of the Watergate burglars' sons. He's a Vietnam veteran Marine named Martinez in Miami.
Oh, yes. Eugenio Martinez's son, yes.
Yeah, he asked me to come over to a cookout, and I was like, my God, I'm working in a nightclub in Miami. Should I be going to this? I don't know, man.
You should have told him, I'll meet you at Watergate. All right, Mark, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, that was a fun-packed show. I don't know about you. I'm a little confused, but Barbara Fling isn't. She is our phone producer, the stellar Barbara Fling. And Barbara, for your Thanksgiving, remember, they're coming to get you, Barbara. And Rob Lori produced this program, and he also hosted mine for a little while, thank God. And Super Nola will be in here on Wednesday, tomorrow, on Midpoint. You won't want to miss him. Nola Lalehi, Super Nola. Don't forget, after top of the hour news, Kwaku is on with African Safari. Until next week, I want to wish all of you a very happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Republican, Democrat, Independent, Third Party, Mike of Tampa, I don't care. Everyone, my thanks. And until next week, this is your hero, Mark Biro, saying, I'm on my way. Listening to WMNF in Tampa.